This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإنه قد جاء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه فيما رواه الإمام النسائي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أتاكم رمضان شهر مبارك فرض الله عز وجل عليكم صيامه تفتح فيه أبواب السماء وتغلق وفي رواية وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم وتغل فيه ماردة الشياطين لله فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. Imam An-Nasa'i, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, reports that Abu Huraira relates to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying the words that I just read to you, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would alert his community and share with them the news of the arrival of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would every time remind his community of this beautiful gift, the arrival of this beautiful guest and gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed upon this ummah, known as the month of Ramadan. And very often, we mention this hadith in the first Jum'ah in Ramadan, yet that's going to be about 5 days into the month of Ramadan. So I wanted on this last Friday before the month of Ramadan, the last Friday of the blessed month of Sha'ban, to remind you of this and maybe discuss today, inshallah ta'ala, in the khutbah and later tonight, some meaningful ways we can prepare for the arrival of this honorable guest of ours. So that way we don't miss out on anything and that we are actually ready when the announcement of the arrival of the month of Ramadan is made. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, he said to the companions, to his community sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the companions and to the ummah, to all of us, something that needs to echo in the psyche of every believer throughout the year, but specifically around this time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Atakum Ramadan." Ramadan has come to you. Ramadan has arrived. And the Prophet very often would refer to the month of Ramadan not as the month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, no, Ramadan. So the Prophet said, "Atakum Ramadan." Ramadan has come to you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praises this month, says, "Shahru Mubarak." It is a blessed and sacred month. Shahru Mubarak is a blessed month. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, the Majestic, the Sublime Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has enjoined upon you. Allah made it obligatory upon you to fast, to observe fasting during this month. So one thing that makes it special, beside it being in and of itself a blessed month, it is the month that we experience and observe fasting. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes further. And obviously the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referring to the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Allah addresses the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Fasting was enjoined upon you and made obligatory upon you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. As it was upon those who were before you. Except that Allah Azza wa Jal has given this ummah the special gift of the month of Ramadan being the month that we are obligated to fast. And no one in the world observes this act of worship known as fasting like we do. No one in the world. And no other month is worthy of us fasting that is better than this month, the month of Ramadan. It's a gift, and we ought to realize how fortunate we are. So much so that I personally know people who are not Muslim who fast the month of Ramadan. And that their experience when they fast the month of Ramadan, especially when they do dry fasting, not wet fasting, when they fast like we fast, what they experience, what they report to us and share with us, the spiritual experience of these individuals, who are not Muslim, by the way, is different from any other time of the year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan, one of the reasons this month is blessed is because it's the month during which the Qur'an was revealed. It's the month of the Qur'an. So the Prophet said, أَتَاكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ. شَهْرُ مُبَارَكُ. It's a blessed month. Allah Azza wa Jal enjoined upon you to fast this month. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shares the good news of this month being specifically the month during which تُفَتَّحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. There are two narrations. One narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the doors or the gates of heaven are opened. In another narration, the Prophet says, the gates of Jannah are open specifically. Which means that both are open. The gates of heaven are open and the gates of Jannah are open. What does that mean? What does that imply? It implies that your actions, your good deeds, as well as the most essential, as a matter of fact, the essence of worship, which is dua, is heard and it's accepted during the month of Ramadan. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, in the middle of these verses that talk about the month of Ramadan, that talk about fasting, Allah Azza wa Jal brings up his response to his servants who were wondering whether he is close to them, so that they would whisper their prayers and their supplications, or whether Allah Azza wa Jal is remote, that they have to raise their voices. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have an answer. It was Allah Azza wa Jal who supplied him with the answer. Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. This verse, which again came in response to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquiring about Allah Azza wa Jal's distance from them, Allah Azza wa Jal himself responded to them saying, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If my servants ask you about me, O Muhammad, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am indeed very close to them. Not only is Allah close to us, Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran tells us He is closer to us than our jugular veins. Can't get any closer. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, and I answer and I respond to the prayer and supplication and the request and the wishes of anyone that turns to me. So the Prophet tells us, تُفَتَّحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, the gates of heaven are wide open. The gates of Jannah are wide open. وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ, and the gates of hell are shut. So the believers, those who observe fasting and respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're the safest in this month. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the fact that also the devils and demons are chained and restrained in the month of Ramadan. They don't have as much effect on the believers. That is why you and I experience a boost, a spiritual boost. Our spiritual energy increases during the month of Ramadan. And somehow, miraculously, by the grace of Allah the Almighty, you and I are capable of, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of things that throughout the year we make all kinds of excuses not to do. Somehow we manage to read the Quran every day and listen to it. Somehow we manage to pray every prayer on time. Somehow we fill up the masajid and we come more frequently to Salatul Jama'ah. Somehow we pray Qiyamul Layl or Taraweeh every single night. Somehow we stay, many stay to raise their hands and supplicate and cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somehow we fast every single day. Somehow we quit some of our bad habits. Somehow we change our lifestyle. Somehow we are much more committed and regular with our meals. Somehow we connect socially better during the month of Ramadan. Somehow we do all of that. Yet many manage to still go to work, go to school, and live their lives. And on top of that, our energy level increases. And tonight, inshallah ta'ala, in our Friday night program, we're going to shed some light. Tonight we're going to actually talk about the mystery of some of these things that we are able to do, that we should prepare ourselves for. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about how the month of Ramadan has a night that is better than 1,000 nights. Whoever misses out the khayr, the goodness of this night, then that person is truly deprived from all good. So my dear brothers and sisters, what do we need to do? I know that, alhamdulillah, you know, and by the way, please do not feel guilty, inshallah ta'ala, in the second khutbah I'll talk about how we should maintain positive spirit and maintain faith and certainty in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal to the believers, inshallah ta'ala. But my dear brothers and sisters, by all means, anything that you can do, especially to make our children and our neighbors realize the greatness of this month, I don't have any issues with that. Declutter, the month of Ramadan, after all, is an honorable guest. Clean up, prepare, decorate, celebrate, welcome the month of Ramadan, prepare. I have no issues with people picking up their favorite type of dates, so long they do not support the savages or those who support the savages that shed sacred blood in the sacred land. So prepare your favorite dates and nuts. Figure out your entire plan when it comes to your grocery and shopping. Get all of that out of the way today and tomorrow, by all means. But there are other things that we need to focus on as much, if not more. And number one is making sure that we cleanse, and we declutter spiritually. Just like we clean our homes and we organize and we declutter, we need to declutter mentally and emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. There are certain things that have been weighing heavily on us, that have been cluttering our minds, that have been really polluting our souls. We need to get rid of that. Some of them are bad habits. Some of them are addictions. Some of them are obsessions. Some of them are grudges and disputes and conflicts that we have with other people. Some of them are us being distracted by everything else in our lives from our most important relationship, and that is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have other relationships and attachments that are getting in the way of us being consistent with our prayers, of us being more committed to our salah, more committed to our dhikr, more committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't approve of, that are getting between us and Allah azza wa jal. We need to really address these issues. So today, tomorrow, whatever it is, sit with yourself and tell yourself, what is getting between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And try to rid yourself from it. Number two, plan your ibadah, your recovery process. The month of Ramadan comes every year. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow you and I to experience it again and again and again. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to reach this month in the best of a state and a spirit. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan alana. The month of Ramadan comes every year for us to recover spiritually, to be able to recover whatever, from whatever damage happens between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That requires plan for us. We need to plan. So figure out your plan. What are you planning to do to improve your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have better connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that easy for us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Focus on acts of kindness and charity and other forms of worship. Obviously, reading Quran, praying Salatul Taraweeh, praying our Salah on time, these are great acts of worship, but try to actually add something to it, more to it than what you have been doing in the past. So give generously, give from your money, give from your time, give from your expertise, volunteer, get involved. Don't always just be someone who receives services, but rather I want you to experience the power, the beauty, and the sweetness of service, serving others. So if your local community, your local masjid, your local organization has opportunities for you, rush. Rush to it. Jump on it. Be part of it. Number four, the month of Ramadan is a month of dua. And us as individuals in our ummah is desperately in need of dua. So familiarize yourself with the prophetic prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. What we have in the Quran, there are beautiful salawat, there are beautiful prayers, supplications that Allah azza wa jalla mentions in the Quran. There are beautiful prayers the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And then there are some things that are personal to you. Create a list of dua for yourself. Something that you would do or you would say every single night, every single morning. Ya jama'a, wallahi, it's effective. One of my students one time told me about something that she did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. She made a list of five prayers, five things that she was praying for every single night in Ramadan. Don't take a chance and just wait for the 27th night, because you never know which night it's going to be, right? So every single night she made dua. I said, and then what happened? She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered every single one of them, except one. I said, and which one was it? She said, it was the one about making hajj. I said, subhanAllah, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that dua as well, because the reason I reached out to her is because someone asked me to see if that individual wants to go for hajj. SubhanAllah. So I learned a lesson from that. I said, okay, next year I'm going to do the same thing. Wallahi, it works. I swear by Allah, it works. Prepare your dua list. Because when you do this, it shows a level of seriousness, that you're really serious and committed, that you desperately want whatever it is for yourself, for your children, for their future, for their safety, for their success, for their salvation in the hereafter. Whatever dua you're making, just be consistent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhib. Allah azza wa jalla yuhibbu an yulihha 'abdahu 'alayhi bid-du'a. Allah loves to hear the voice of his servant making dua again and again and again, repeated. And don't ever give up. Don't give up. After the 27th night, a lot of people will stop. Because you never know when the answer is about to come. And we're told in the hadith that there are people who make dua, they keep making dua, and when it was about to be answered, they stop. It's like when you go, you call someone, and then the phone is ringing, and when they're about to pick up, you hang up. So be consistent. Last but not least, connect with those who share that same space called home with you, with your family members. Connect with them. Check in with them. Get to know what they're experiencing, especially our children. Ya jama'a, we need to know how they're experiencing Ramadan, what it means to them. Connect with them. Connect with your spouse. Connect with your in-laws. Connect with your neighbors. Connect with your community members. Connect with your ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our souls. May Allah make us of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. This Ramadan particularly comes under circumstances that we may have experienced something similar to in the past. Something similar, but each and every single one of these experiences is different. The plight of our brothers and sisters in Gaza is something that is on the mind of every conscious, morally sound believer. And I know that some of us may feel awkward or guilty even welcoming the month of Ramadan or celebrating or preparing anything. You feel like, can I feel normal? Can I even be excited? So one thing that we have to keep in mind, my dear brothers and sisters, is that وَعْدُ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be fulfilled. And if you read or study history, you will know أن الأقصى والأرض المباركة المقدسة من حوله أعز وأكرم على الله عز وجل من أن يتمكن فيها من غضب الله عليه ولعنه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير. والله لن يهنأ لهم فيها عيش. وتلك الأرض أقدس وأحب إلى الله عز وجل من أن ينال شرف تحريرها والدفاع عنها إلا من كان عبدا خالصا لله عز وجل. وشهر رمضان فرصة لنيل هذا الشرف، نيل شرف العبودية لله عز وجل، لأن الله عز وجل يقول في القرآن: فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا. فهذه فرصتك أن تعبد نفسك لله، أن تكون عبدا خالصا لله عز وجل، لا تحب أحدا كحبك لله، ولا تخاف من أحد إلا الله، ولا ترجو أحدا إلا الله. I'll translate. If you study history, you will know that the sacred land is honorable and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal will not allow corrupt people to rule it and to dominate forever, that they will never find peace, and that it would take people who are true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who subjugate their passion to none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is an opportunity for you and I to become true servants of Allah azza wa jalla. Because Allah in the Quran said to Banu Israel that when you become corrupt, we will send upon you our own servants, ibad al-lana, our servants. So the month of Ramadan is a chance for you and I to renew that commitment of ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can qualify to be the people that Allah azza wa jal promised. And Allah azza wa jal made all kinds of promises to the believers. In the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala, my series every night will be about the promises of Allah azza wa jal. Wa'adullah. Because we need to be reminded of it. And what this should do, my dear brothers and sisters, in spite of whatever we're going through, we should always be hopeful and believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that victory eventually will be handed to the true servants of Allah azza wa jal. And remember that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were under siege, whether it's in Uhud or during the battle of the trench or under the worst circumstances, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always gave glad tidings to the Sahaba, and Allah azza wa jal showed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the future and what Allah azza wa jal had promised him. No one had, those who were second guessing them, those who were doubting them, those who were mocking them, those who were laughing, those who were abusing them, none of them thought that in less than 100 years that the Muslim armies are going to be at the border of Paris. No one. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers around him knew. No one. So remember, O believers, that our job is to do whatever is within our capacity. And right now, what is within our capacity is to become true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help in whatever capacity we can, our brothers and sisters, and turn to dua, something that no one can take away from you. And do not belittle or underestimate the power of dua. In this particular community, we should know the power of dua. We should. We just have experienced something. I gave you an example this morning after Fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to cure and continue to grant shifa to all of our community members who are suffering from any ailment. Especially and specifically, I pray for Mu'adh Khan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless him and give him recovery. If anyone wants to really just be reminded of the power of dua, look at his case, inshallah. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to continue to bless him and to continue to give him full and a speedy recovery and bring him and his parents back to our midst, inshallah ta'ala, ajilan ghayra ajil. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-muslimina al-mustad'afina fi Gaza wa Filistin. Allahumma ij'al lahum nasran wa farajan qareeba waj'al lana fi nusratihim naseeba. Allahumma 'alayka biman bagha 'ala al-muslimin. Allahumma 'alayka bit-tughati wal-jabbarin. Allahumma inna najra'u bika fi nuhuri adh-dhalimin wa nu'idu al-muslimina bika min shururihim. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم، أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. الله أكبر. تحيات لله. طيبات السلام عليك يا نبي. السلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله واتوب إليه. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أيها الإخوة، من شروط صحة الصيام تبييت النية. One of the conditions for the fasting to be accepted is that you have your intention to fast the day, any day from the month of Ramadan, from the night before. So please, you know, watch out, inshallah ta'ala. Sunday night may be the first night of Ramadan. Sunday night may be the first night of Ramadan. So stay tuned, inshallah ta'ala. If there is a confirmed sighting, inshallah, that means we are going to have Taraweeh on Sunday night, and Monday will be the first day of Ramadan. If there is no confirmed sighting of the moon anywhere in the world, then Monday will be the 30th of Sha'ban, and Monday night will be the first night of Taraweeh here at MIC, inshallah ta'ala. So look out, but it's very important just to stay, to remain tuned, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feek. Sami.
Assalamu alaikum. So a few things Ramadan related, inshallah. One is the Feed a Family program that we always do every month during Ramadan. If Latha, you can put the slide up there, but if not, what we ask the community to is that we're going to try to feed local families in the community. And it's $300 per month for the whole month of Ramadan to feed a family. You can do that through the kiosks outside. You can bring a check to the office. You can do it online, inshallah. But you're able to feed a family for $300. Alhamdulillah, we've been able to cover almost 120 families, but there's still about 300 families that need your help. So inshallah, if you're able to, you don't have to do the full sponsorship, you can do a partial sponsorship and give back to the community you live in, inshallah. Tonight, there are two events. There's a MIST info session for all high schoolers. So if you're interested in going to MIST Nashville this year for the tournament, that meeting is mandatory. It's going to be after Maghrib in the MIC community room, so come out to that. And then after Isha, we have the last healthy living before Ramadan with a focus on Ramadan, inshallah, about the spiritual and health benefits of the month with Sheikh Faqih and Dr. Zaman. So that'll be right after Isha. And then tomorrow, we have Ramadan cleanup. So from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll be cleaning the masjid, preparing it for Ramadan. If you weren't able to attend last week, you'll be able to attend tomorrow, inshallah. So bring your family, your friends. Make it a Saturday event for you, and we'll be going from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then lastly, there's emergency medical response training also happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're an organizer, a volunteer, staff for different organizations, masajid here at MIC or elsewhere, or if you're a regular community member that wants to learn these things and be able to be on your feet when situations happen, that will be going on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jazakallah khair.